This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Call it strange, maybe call it reactionary, but I just don't like turbulence when I fly, or maybe a lightning bolt here and there, or my engine's falling to pieces. Just don't care for it. Kixie 96.5, Mornings with Rob and Joss.
Yeah, call you picky. United Flight 328, you probably saw this over the weekend. The engine just sort of disintegrated.
Just sort of?
Okay, it definitely disintegrated.
Boy, it's not going to say that in the lawsuit, I'll tell you that.
Definitely disintegrated. And there are flames coming out of it, and pieces of it are falling all over. I believe it was a community in Colorado, and after looking at the pictures, I said to Rob, thank God no one on the ground was killed.
Absolutely. Nobody was killed at all.
But what fascinates me is the pieces that have landed in people's yards, and someone said there was a hole in someone's roof. The pieces have to stay where they are until they finish conducting their investigation, which would either be sort of a great big annoyance, or in a way, kind of cool. Have people over to check it out.
You would think Cynthia with her clipboard from the HOA would be going down there going, oh, you got to remove that turbine from your roof there, pal.
That turbine, it should be a little bit to the left, actually, to match HOA guidelines. So 888-560-9650, what is your flight story? Something crazy that happened to you on an airplane? Leslie in Escondido.
Well, we left from LAX, and we were going to San Juan, Puerto Rico for a cruise, and we were, like, going up, and all of a sudden, we feel the plane turn around, and they tell us that the luggage door fell off in the ocean. Of course, they didn't tell us till we came back to LAX, and so we had to wait for a long time for another plane. But the weird part is that we flew to Miami, and we were on another plane, and the tire burst.
Oh my gosh.
This was the same day, and we didn't get to San Juan till midnight, and because it was through the cruise line, they held the ship till midnight. It was just crazy. We should have known that something was not right, but actually the cruise was great.
No offense, I don't want to travel with you.
Yeah, you know what? As a matter of fact, Leslie,
well, we were lucky.
You are a listener friend of ours because we first met you last year when everything was sort of happening, and you told us the story of how you were on the Coral Princess for weeks on end because COVID was just starting to happen and cruise ships everywhere were getting messed up. And you were on that ship for weeks and weeks and weeks before you were supposed to come home to, I think, Escondido. So I either do want to travel with you because it's always an adventure, or maybe Rob's right.
Well, if she's on the ship, she saw her luggage actually floating towards her from the I gotta change here. Are you a nervous flyer? I kind of am. Kixie 96.5, Mornings with Rob and Joss. You feel better with takeoff or landing?
Landing, I think.
Turbulence or lightning bolts?
Not cool. Not a good question.
Engines falling to pieces. How do you feel about that?
None of the above. Okay. Thank you very much. United 328, you may have seen the video, heard the news about this flight that was coming out this weekend. These people just wanted to go to Honolulu for a little vacation. They were flying out of Denver, and then the engine failed and fell apart, and there were flames shooting out, and here's the mayday call.
Mayday, mayday, United 28. United 328 heavy, mayday, mayday aircraft.
328 heavy, say again, please, read all that again.
Yeah, United Denver departure, United 328 heavy, mayday aircraft, just experienced a engine failure, need a turn immediately.
By the way, if you don't know what heavy means, that means that they're filled with people.
Oh, yeah. Really? Ooh, now I just got the chills. Uh-huh. Holy cow. So, amazingly, the plane landed safely, and I'm sure it was one of those landings where everybody clapped.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, I don't think anyone on the ground was hurt, which was also miraculous, because if you look at the pictures, they're there's pieces all over the place. And so we're talking today your things that have happened to you on a flight, your crazy stories, 888-560-9650. Jenna, you were flying over Brazil when lightning struck your plane.
As soon as we get up in the air, there's turbulence the whole time. People are kind of on edge. Lightning hits our airplane, and you just hear this loud pop sound, and all the lights went out, and the plane dropped. People were praying, screaming. It was something, and we didn't know what was happening because everything was being explained in Portuguese, and the flight attendants were just smiling. I'm like, what's going on? When we finally landed, we just got off the plane and kissed the ground.
You ever kissed the ground before when you got off a plane?
No, you know, I never have. Yeah. I've actually, now I'm going to jinx myself, but I've been fortunate to have some pretty good experiences.
I did it one time. There was an air show, and being a member of the media, I got to go up in a Stearman biplane. And that's like you're outside, you're in the front seat, and the pilot's in the back seat. You're wearing a little helmet like Snoopy.
I was going to say it's like a Snoopy plane.
And you're sitting on a parachute, and there's two sticks to fly. The guy's got one in the back, and you've got one right in front of you that he's moving around and everything. I was never so scared in my life being outside flying the plane.
What possessed you to even do? Did they make you do it?
No, I thought it was brave.
Oh, You thought it was a good idea.
And it wasn't. See, I'm the type of guy, too, that I actually tried to go jump out of a plane once with a parachute.
Yeah, you tried to go skydiving.
Yeah, and they opened the door, and I said, land it. Nope.
Yeah,
I ain't going. But I thought I could handle this, and I literally got down to the ground, and I kissed it when the Stearman biplane landed. We went to a pizza parlor, and I had a couple of beers and some pizza, and said, I'm glad to be alive. Thank you.
Oh, my God.
Never went up again.
Yeah, there's just something not right about it being an open airplane.
No.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.